This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. 50 million people in 25 states are in the path of a big winter storm. It's pounding the Central Plains now and then heading to the Mid-Atlantic. Reporter Olivia Leach with CBS News Texas has a warning about frozen pipes.
Clayton Robinson is the co-owner of CR Plumbing. Clayton walked us through the main things you need to know to protect your pipes. First up, the outside faucets.
Take off your hose, the biggest thing. Make sure nothing's dripping on there.
And when it drops below 32 degrees or freezing,
that's when you need to turn the hot and cold water on to slow trickle on any of the outside faucets.
President Biden signed legislation that will boost Social Security payouts for a lot of Americans. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger on how this bill came about.
Unions for firefighters, police, teachers really went hard and said, this is really changing the way that we are planning for our own retirement. It's not fair. We're paying into one system and not the other. And we're doing the good work. So why penalize?
The president said the law that existed denied millions access to the full benefits that they earned. After the signing, the president stopped to talk briefly with reporters and was asked about President-elect Trump. He said while he thought the transition was going smooth, with the anniversary of the January 6 attack on the Capitol tomorrow, he still thinks what Trump did was a genuine threat to democracy. Meanwhile, the president's heading to New Orleans tomorrow, where a community is in mourning following the deadly attack on Bourbon Street. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Saturday night in the French Quarter, crowds gathered for a vigil with moments of silence and music distinct to the city. Louisiana's governor has ordered a day of mourning for each of the victims beginning Monday.
In Atlanta, Georgia, there's been a steady stream of visitors at the Carter Center to pay tribute to former President Jimmy Carter.
He came from just poor community back in the 20s, rose to become president, and then what he did post-presidency. As an American, just something to celebrate what he did, not only for the U.S., but also for the world.
Israel and Hamas have been engaged in another round of talks to reach a deal for a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Reports say there are still significant differences between Israel and Hamas on issues including a continued Israeli presence in parts of Gaza and how quickly hostages will be released.
As thousands of Israelis demonstrated in support of a deal, Hamas released a video showing one of the female Israeli soldiers who still remains in captivity. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. to bring you.
Everybody is a star, at least according to Sly and the Family Stone. The Buggles, however, would agree to disagree as video killed the radio star. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. As we continue our theme of stars, let's focus on some stars from a different country. Now, for this next one, I have just a little bit of explaining to do. So, in Japan, there is an anime that is an animated show called Star Beat. It's the story of a young girl who one day picks up a guitar so she can find the sound, that special sound she heard when she was a baby. Now, it's a high school girl forms a band kind of thing. The cool thing about the whole project, though, is not only did they get the voice actresses to do their own singing, of course, but they also learned to play their instruments that their characters on the anime do as well. And I gotta tell you, if you check them out live, they are awesome. So, without further ado, here is Poppin' Party with Star Beat.
Oh! Johnson Blues. It's a holler from the womb. A little Johnson Blues. It's a holler from the womb.
Star AD by Faith No More. And if that's a little bit surprising, it's a little bit off the beaten path for them. But when you have a singer as versatile as Mike Patton, I say go nuts. Try all the things you can. Quick pause in the action here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we're going to go to the 60s and a band that basically took their own advice. This song was a little bit later in their career, and they're being a little satirical about who they were. Either way, we'll be playing it here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's never no doubt, he the bread of life.
a starving land. Oh, you and me in the palm of his hand.
The Staple Singers with Who Do You Think You Are? Jesus Christ the Superstar. That is the full title, and should not in any way be confused with Jesus Christ Superstar, which will never, ever, ever be played on this show. And before that, we opened up this set with The Byrds and So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. In keeping with Seth Faces the Music's mission to go anywhere, see everything, and do anybody, I find there are certain songs I have not done very much on this show, and there's reasons for that, but sometimes they're so perfect with the theme that, well, I just gotta play them. Up next, we have a song that's basically become the theme of the Disney Company. It's from their second ever animated feature, and, well, it is a true classic. Here is Cliff Edwards as Jiminy Cricket with When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. star as dreamers do.
Waiting in the sky, he'd like to come.
quite possibly the greatest guitar instrumental band Britain ever produced. That was The Shadows with Blue Star. And before that, we had David Bowie from his classic album Ziggy Stardust. That was Starman. Only one set to go here on Seth Faces the Music, everybody. When we come back, one of the great soft rock tunes of all time. Yes, yes, you may roll your eyes, but you know all the words. You'll be singing along, I guarantee it, when we come back here on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation Area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
rush, rush of electricity. 10,000 volts and the energy starts. 10,000 volts going straight to my heart. You got a tiger tricks, a hip hop, electric loops and your kisses. Ooh, your kisses.
Cheeky girl, you. That was Transvision Vamp with Wild Star. And before that, we opened up this final set with Superstar from, of course, The Carpenters. Next up, we have a voice that sold many, many, many records in the 1950s. Unlike other pop stars of that era, though, he's largely been forgotten today, which is too bad. Sure, his material was somewhat poppy and bland, but he did have a great voice, and I can see why he was so popular. With the standard Stella by Starlight, here's Vic Damone.
The song a robin sings through years of endless spring. That ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's Stella by starlight and not a dream. My heart and I agree, she's everything on earth to me. Everything on earth to me.
Lab with K-Star, and that is just about going to wrap up this week's show. Thanks everyone for joining me on Seth Faces the Music this week. I hope you had as much fun with the Star songs as I did. We've got one more to go here. Going out with They Might Be Giants, What Is a Shooting Star? So long, everyone.
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light. A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like, the minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
A shooting star is not a star,
a shooting star is not a star,
a shooting star is a meteor,
a shooting star is a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
A star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light.
A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like,
whichever name you like,
to Earth, the minute it comes.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. If you've been dreaming of a snow day, you may be getting one. If you're one of the millions in the path of a winter storm that meteorologist Craig Allen says will be
very impactful storm. And as we progress through Sunday evening and into the Monday morning hours, it is going to spread more and more havoc across the eastern, let's say, third of the nation in the form of all kinds of weather, from snow and ice to freezing rain, as well as severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Amtrak has already canceled some trains through Tuesday. FlightAware shows thousands of airlines canceling or delaying flights. At the White House today, President Biden signed legislation into law that expands Social Security benefits for millions of retired Americans. CBS's Natalie Brand with details.
The Social Security Fairness Act, passed by Congress last year with bipartisan support, eliminates two federal provisions